Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees.
WKW. Morning. Good morning. What's up? I am in the crater. The crater of ORF. There you go. Well, I think you heard yesterday we got a new one online. You got a machine downtown fixed, and of course that's not going to normally be a go-to for you, but it's working shockingly well out that way. I know Tom was running around on it out at like 30 and Van Dyke and 32 and something or other, so it's working pretty amazingly, truth be told. How high up do you have that thing? I don't know the particulars on either one, but high. 30 in Van Dyke from Detroit is kind of self-explanatory. That thing's up there. But, all right, cool. I'll put that in the radio. Were you ever able to diagnose Warren? Well, everything checks out on the ground, and, figure. That's really all you got left, right? If everything on the ground checks out. Yeah, there's something. You know, like, well, what if this, you know? Keeping me a little optimistic is still something on the ground I could deal with. But I got to get my really good analyzer down there to evaluate. It's always something, especially when you got as many machines as you do. They are like children. Anyhow, today I've only got my handheld. Now, it is in a XTVA or Converticom or whatever the hell Motorola is calling this drop-in unit for the APX series. So I'm not sure how I'm going to be doing here today on the run. I'm on the Quinter heading north. I think I see 16 miles straight up ahead here. So we'll see. I'll probably run 16 across and go to Mount Clemens, so it shouldn't be a problem, but not in my normal vehicle. You're popping a tiny bit, but totally copyable. There you go. So anything new and exciting, ham radio or otherwise? I know you're doing a lot of work and all that, but anything new and exciting on the radar, et cetera? No, not really. I messed around with my HackRF a little bit, got that software up and running on the computer. I'm sure you heard me talking about dabbling in the CB world, which is just as dead can be, but that's a specific use case, not something I'm pursuing and want to be a part of. And then I got my eyes on I can't believe I'm saying this, I think I'm going to get a Zygu 6100. I really just kind of want not for talking or anything, but just a very portable, inexpensive listening device. But other than that, no, just working a lot. Wife and I are flying out this Friday to go to Vegas, so we're looking forward to that and just kind of grinding. What about you? Yeah, I'm serious. Zygu, it's pretty cool. It's a little piece. I still got my 05, my 705. Zygu is a little smaller, but my 705 is a little, take it anywhere receiver.
Level we do it, more installation and upgrading and stuff.
So that would have been a project. Good kid, though. I mean, I would, if I had to take him, I'd be happy. It would be a long, you know, be a four-year apprenticeship type of an affair. So we only had two when all was said and done, but I'm really impressed with both. I'd take either one.
Well, you lucked out because the talent pool, it seems to be dwindling in every field. So I'm glad you were able to get a couple candidates that were worth your time and extending an offer to.
Yeah, I asked Tom why his guy just asked for an interview, and he went and checked his spam folder, and there was the email. I'm like, oh, dude, and we can't reopen things. It's, you know, it's a freight train, and it's a done deal. But, yeah, he might have been perfect. He might have been right in between, you know, on these skills. Well, he had never been able to match the skills. But his pan, you know, his relatable skills were would have been, you know, that in conjunction with being a younger guy and everything like that. Although you can't discriminate on age, right? But would have been nice if a younger guy, you know, just for the future, would have got the bid. The other guy did pretty good, even though he didn't have any directly you know, tangible. He scored pretty well, and it was surprising how close it really was.
Your field's got to be one of those niche as niche can get fields, isn't it? I mean, forgive my ignorance, but I have never met anyone who's like, oh yeah, I'm a radio tech.
That's why we tend to find old guys like me. It was, you know, in the 80s and 90s, you know, there were a number of us, but you know, that nobody went. Nobody followed into this. You know, not anybody had any brains. After, I don't know. After a point, I was kind of like, you know, in that group of the last of us.
NADBF makes you wonder what's going to happen. It's like every other skilled trade where there's more retiring than there are going into it. There's going to be a huge shortage for all this stuff.
It's been really weird going on with my radio here. It's like, I hear like, I would say the last half, maybe the last half of what you're saying. It's like, I don't care nothing, and then I hear you. This end of your conversation, I don't know what's going on. Never ran this setup before. Here's my, I'm going to probably pull my pants hold out of this Verticom. That's probably what it is.
Where's your usual vehicle?
Okay, straight to the handoff.
All right, I can hear you. A little bit of snow, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm going to run 16 across, so I should be okay as long as it's about frozen back, and then it switch over to UMP, it should be okay. But, yeah, radio techs are a rare thing anymore. You know, it's, the ones that are doing it are generally, you know, it's become quite lucrative now, but there's nowhere you can actually, you got to kind of get a, you know, an electrical engineering, you know, degree, and then choose to learn radio kind of some other way. It's just there's no direct path. I mean, maybe somewhere in the country, there's a program somewhere that still does it, but I don't think anybody's been in the business of educating radio people for a very long time. And the work's changed. You know, I got to admit, we do a lot less component level. In fact, not a lot less. We do almost no component level anymore. And it's all, you know, the systems are more complex. You figure out what's wrong with the system to replace the module or the piece or the part, you know. So it's a very different, you know, skill set required anymore.
Where did you get your education from? Is that, like, I mean, I know you keep mentioning apprenticeship, but I don't know how to ask the question. Is there a direction that someone can, like, out of high school, they can, like, I want to do this, or do they just have to, like, kind of find a local elmer, so to speak, someone to train them and groom them?
Yeah, anymore if somebody wanted to do this work, they could, you know, I have an EDC from Lawrence Tech, or LTU, as they call it now. And anymore, that would still be the path. There used to be, like, REST and what was that other one, ICT. There used to be places that specifically trained radio people, and there were a lot of guys that would come out of that. But nowadays, the path I took is probably the norm, would be the norm. The difference is that, you know, there were a lot of places for me to take that, you know, EDT, and then, you know, hone it into a radio thing. Now, I was working in the field. I guess you'd say an apprenticeship. Now, I started off as an installer, you know, back in, like, 1978, 79. You know, when I was a kid, still in high school, and I was doing installations of, you know, pretty significant systems, not just car stereo installation. I was doing IMTS telephones, so it required at least a little bit of understanding of some of these fundamentals, but, you know, not huge. And, you know, and then at that place, an opportunity arose for me to start doing some small repairs and things like that, you know, and, you know, it just kept going from there. I just kind of parlayed my, you know, and then it was do individual repairs on equipment down to the component level, where the skills learned with an EDT would be somewhat beneficial. But there's something to be said about having just a knack for it. Almost every guy in this field now was, you know, the guy that was tinkering with electronics on his own, you know, and I mean component level, you know, the older guys, you know, we were building radios or test systems, or, you know, we were like, ooh, the back of a magazine, figuring out how to convert a TV so that we could, you know, bootleg, on TV and stuff like that. So, you know, we just had this, it was kind of like a certain personality,
I imagine it would be like many other fields and career paths where if you got a knack for it, you excel, and if you don't, you're kind of just, you know, the average schmuck. You're getting pretty rough. Where are you at now?
Close back in 16, I switched to the UMP. Is this any better?
Oh, yeah, that cleaned you right up.
Yeah, I kind of figured that'd be the path in today. Oh, man. Weird talking on a handheld in the vehicle.
P4, is he like you?
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I just dropping in briefly. I don't want to interrupt your cue so too long. I just want to say there's one field that people, young kids, don't think about, I don't believe, that is a real good career, and that's physical therapy. If you get your associate's degree, you don't have to have a master's like a PT, but you can be a PTA. And there's a usually a two-year program. If you graduate, do good in it, you can make as much, if not more money, than some RNs, registered nurses. And you don't have to know pharmaceutical. But you got multiple avenues, sports medicine, outpatient clinic, hospitals, home health, skilled nursing. There's multiple different jobs you could go to if one's not needing people or you want to change careers, or, you know, it's just incredible. People don't, it's one of the careers that has not been talked about and isn't overridden by too many people. But for young people, talk about a good job indoors usually. But anyhow, over to you, Sean, and you guys go ahead. I'll just be listening out. KE4ZYQ, have a good day.
Morning, Joe. I'm probably too autistic for that. It requires close physical proximity to other humans and empathy. So I'm out. Dakota?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't know how my wife does what she does. She's an RN, and I can barely offer the customer support I have for the people I got to work with because people.
KERUH. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Anthony. We're talking about healthcare now. And, yeah, I'll just say, good Lord, nurses, what angels, man. Angels, good God. But, yeah, it just, it does sound like a good career, but you got to have skill set. I'm being facetious. You got to have skills I don't really possess. And hats off to the people that do. And anyhow, Anthony, go ahead. Good morning. Haven't heard you in a while. I'll pass over to Joe.
Just figured I'd jump in, say hello. I'm in the office, but turned on the app here and was listening in. Heard you guys talking. Figured I'd jump in, say good morning. Sounds like everything's going good, and I'll throw it over to Joe and pick it up in the next go-around.
KE4ZYQ. Good morning, Anthony, and good morning, Sean and Dakota. Yeah, well, what you do, Sean, with electronics and all, radios, whatever, that's a hard job because you don't get so much feedback. You got to find and know and be able to do what you got to do with the electronics. Not everybody's cut out for that with the insight to be able to investigate and troubleshoot and know what's what and know the factors and the boundaries and the programming. I mean, that to me is harder than what I used to do for a living, healthcare, because, you know, you just have to have a little bit of empathy and understanding and listening skills and deduction. But anyhow, over to you, Dakota.
I always say there's different strokes for different folks, and everyone's got their path and what they excel at and what they want to do. And it's a good thing, because if everything wanted to do the same thing, I don't think things would go too well.
No, you're right. You're right. My daughter, she was very, very good with that stuff. She had a very good... She was in nursing, and then she switched to early childhood development and was working with special needs children. She's not working right now. Well, she is working right now, but she's just doing some lawn and gardening stuff with in her neighborhood at her on her schedule with respect to the kids and all that. But she was terrific at it. I used to see, you know, the amount of patience and empathy and you know, and all the stuff that she had, you know, and you know, I'm quite proud of her. You know, because it's just, for me, it's just such a hard thing. Now, I do tend to have, you know, for people like that, for people that, you know, have special needs children, I have a lot of empathy. I just like, you know, normal folks that, you know, are, I have this roadblock, and it's a fault, you know, it's not proud of it at all. It's this fault I have, and, you know, I just hats off to people that can navigate, whatever, we're getting into a touchy, weird spot there. You know, I don't want to admit my my weaknesses or my shortcomings. Good God. Anthony, WAW.
Yeah, let's not make this a therapy session or anything here, Sean. But yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. My wife's a special ed teacher, so it is a unique skill set that most do not possess. So over to you, Joe.
KE4ZYQ in the group. Well, guys, I'll tell you a real short, quick story. I worked in a hospital in Tennessee, trauma center hospital, and they had a chief physician of the hospital and the chief orthopedic surgeon who was on the floor one day when I was doing my orthopedic rounds with physical therapy. And a nurse come up and start talking to the doctor, and he was busy with the nurse, and then one of my fellow workers came up to ask a question about a patient, and I was there helping her out, and the doctor, Craig, started chewing her out when she said, you know, can we start your patient in such and such a room? He starts hauling off on her like, do I have to spoon feed all these orders and people to be treated and this and that? And I happen to be standing there with a laminated piece of paper with a protocol of what we got to do and what we can't do on the floor. And I pulled it out and showed it to him. I said, Dr. Craig, we can't touch any patient until the order is written. That's what she was asking. Can you write the order so we can start your patient? He looked at her and looked at me. He was quiet, and the nurses said, my gosh, you stirred up to the chief physician of the hospital and not bullied him, but just showed him the protocol we just wanted to need the answer to. Talk about, he respected me after that quite a bit. Over to you, Dakota.
I hear a lot of that from my wife in the hospitals, my mom who's retired from a hospital, that the doctors can be pretty rough to deal with because they're very arrogant. Almost savant-esque people, very good at what they do, most of them, but lacking a lot of social skills. I'm going to jump out here. I got to get inside and get my day going here. So it was good catching up with everybody. It's been a minute. Everyone have a good day, and if I don't talk to you today, I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow. NADDF, I'm jumping out of the rotation.
Okay, was it my turn?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay, I apologize. I was talking with the barista here at Starbucks, and she's always very pleasant, nice, and she has some of those qualities that I was talking about earlier. I don't know where we've evolved to in the conversation, though, because I was getting my coffee. That puts me about a half mile from work.
Very cool. Well, I'm, like I said, I'm in the office, so I'm probably going to check out here. I got to get to it, and it was good talking to you gentlemen this morning. I'll try to hop on a little bit more often. I've been missing the morning chat, so I'll catch up with you guys later. K8RUH.
Well, Anthony, don't say check out because we don't need any more silent keys. Hi. Maybe just sign off. But have a good day at work. And same to you, Sean. You guys take care and have a great day. And hopefully Wednesday isn't a bad storm day. We'll see what happens. 7-3 to all. And I'll throw back over to Sean for the final. KE4ZYQ. Have a good day.
All right, then I'm going to assume Dakota checked out. So. All righty. Yeah, I got, like I said, I got a sitting here at the light at south of Cass on Grosbeck where the Starbucks is by the Myers. And then I'm just, you know, of course, just a little north of Cass. So I get my Starbucks here and then I just got a minute or so on the road and I'm at the shop. Going to be doing a little radio work today up in the, tangentially related to the ham radio stuff. Got my counterparts at the bureau got to come work on some equipment. So it's been good to see them. I haven't seen them in quite some time, so looking forward to that. All right, everybody take care. Have a good day, and I'll make this my last. W8FU. KC8LTS from W8FU.
Okay, I just saw his call. It popped up. At least I thought it did. WZD. Okay. Want to meet you at your place at 9?
W8DD from WNFU. You listening over here?
Good morning.
So I thought I heard you over on the other one. Then I heard you over here. And I never really, I heard partially you came back. Something about the scan, but I'm having a real hard time communicating with you this morning.
Yeah, that was my fault. When you and DJ were talking, it was jumping back and forth, and I have to learn to turn the scan off or figure out the scan on this. I apologize. But I did get the 9 o'clock, so I'll see you then.
Okay, I just wanted to say that TJ jumped in and said more like 9:30. So I think he's a little behind. He was shooting for 9, but he's talking 9:30 now. Anyhow, just FYI.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, I have to figure out a way to lock, get this scan to lock. It's weird because I heard my call on the other one, and then all of a sudden some blurb happened on FBI. I keyed the mic, and it went right to FBI. So I'm going to have to talk to you about how to calm it down a little bit, but or I can figure it out, either one. Okay, I'll see you about 9:30. Take care. WABD.
Yeah, there's a dwell time you can set for how long it camps. And and then there's talkback scan, and then there's fix scan. I know you were playing around priority, so in there you might have had it off. You can set the radios to always talk on a specific channel, even if they're scanning. That way you don't accidentally. You just want to listen, but you always want to transmit on your frequency. There are use cases for that. Then there's talkback scan, which is. It'll talk wherever it stops. And then there's a dwell time you can set for how long the stop is. So I believe on that. I don't really use it all that much, so I've not ran into it, but I'll look into it.
Yeah, if you just give me the right words, I can find it, But the talkback scan, I have to look for that one. Dwell time, and there was what was the other one that you said that would make it not do it at all.
Well, I'm going off memory here because I haven't done it in a while, but there was fixed talk back and and then the dwell time, and I'm not 100% sure they call it dwell time, but anyhow that's kind of what you're looking for there. Is talk if you do talk back scan, it should get you there.
Okay, thank you. Well, those are three words that I can get it narrowed down to. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. WAPD.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny, 69 degrees.
Thank you.
W8BD Mobile.
Zero 900 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny, 77 degrees.
K8BB.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny, 80 degrees.
38 on the left line.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees.
KACB.
WAW.
WZHKLL.
KE8VSI Mobile. Hey, Greg. What's up? WAVD.
Howdy, howdy. Not a whole lot. How are you doing today?
You're doing pretty good. Been playing hooky most of the morning, and now I'm heading towards the office.
Oh, all right. Well, hopefully the office stop will be a quick one, and you can then continue playing hooky.
That's what I'm hoping for. I got to make a couple free phone calls, schedule two appointments, one of them for Thursday. That one's kind of important. I had to make sure I had the right people with me. So that's where I'm doing, heading towards the office to call these guys and set it up for Thursday. And then I'll make it look like I worked really, really hard and up to my elbow in paperwork, and then I'll leave.
Perfect. Sounds like you got the whole thing all planned out in your head. Now you just gotta execute. I was over at Jay's house trying to fix an old iMac. A little bit of success, but not completely, so we're back up another day. So I'm on my way home now, and hopefully get some lunch.
Very good. Yeah, part of my hooky was lunch. Coney dog. Pretty good, actually. So I did that. So the Coney dog. So that's all said and done. And I think that's it. Gonna hop on the highway here. So other than that, everything going good with you? Did you get all your other stuff working right? Your Midlands?
Well, that's a slow process. I think, yeah, last we touched base, I had obtained the software, and then there was, it took me probably several days to get it to work because we needed SQL Server installed, and that's, I'm very computer savvy, but know nothing about that. But finally figured it out and got it to, you know, getting it installed was no big deal, but getting to work with that ancient software was a big deal. So I have that up and running, but I needed a cable, which I've since ordered. Still waiting on my charger. I'm kind of upset about that, but hopefully it'll be here today. I don't know. So making progress. Also have the guy I bought it from sending me another radio because of the low audio situation. So I'll have two to determine, help me determine things as I progress. And then once I have the cable, I can hook it to the software and maybe make adjustments to that. I'm still not sure on that one.
On your audio, are you talking transmit audio or receive audio?
Transmit audio, mic gain.
Yeah, it sounded just a tad off. It didn't sound as pretty as most of them. So, maybe you know, a different radio, you'll be able to make things work. So, looking forward. But you know, part of this stuff is, and this is what I enjoy the most about it, is the puzzle, figuring it all out. You know, and granted, it doesn't mean anything at the end of the day and the whole ball of wax. But you know, it's like the self-satisfaction, like, okay, I didn't let this thing beat me, you know what I mean? And it's the same thing that's going on there. It's like, okay, I didn't let a Midland radio software program beat me. I beat it. And the same thing with the XDR and, you know, the Astro 25 and all the other stuff that's out there. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to let, you know, most of us hams, we're not going to let it get the best of us.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's a good way to put it. Don't let it beat you. It's the, yeah, the tinkering, that's, you know, sometimes it's frustrating, but to me that's the fun part, especially when you succeed. So that first step with the knack being hex or decimal or whatever, you know, that was one hoop, and then, you know, there's multiple hoops here, and eventually I'm sure I'll get it all working properly or as good as it can be done.
And when you get the next one, you'll have the thing up and running in about 3 minutes, you know, so it's the same thing. Well, I had the same thing going on when I first started playing around with all the XDR software, the CPS stuff for programming the XDR. It took me forever to figure out all that stuff. This has got to be that way, that's got to be this way, blah, 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 everything else like that, you know. And, you know, that's still kind of current software, but, you know, the same thing with the XTS and XTL software, you know, it's the same thing. There's so many different things, and I always told Sean, I said, just give me the words. You don't have to tell me how to do it. Just tell me what they call it, you know, and like the dwell time, okay? You know, like it scans so fast, like he'll throw his call out, and then all of a sudden somebody else will be on like this channel, for example, and it will jump to it, and you're carrying on a QSO on a different frequency. You don't even know you did it. So, you know, I was actually making a practice of turning the scan head off when I was chatting, but now you know, it's just another thing to play with and do it. And he also told me there was a thing to keep it transmit only where the radio is set. There was some other setting. I wrote them all down. But, you know, just tell me the words that they use, and I'll find it. WAVD.
Yeah, that's the thing with some of the older stuff and Motorola, just being Motorola themselves, is the nomenclature is going to be a little different. Also, the difference between, you know, ham radio and commercial radio, the difference between a scanner and a radio, you know, all different ways. But yeah, you're right. And that's all I need, is just give you the basic direction in which to go, what to call it, and stuff like that. That's what I can figure out. All of those same features, and different priorities for scan and all that stuff, I have that on the list as well. I've got anything I can do front panel wise is already figured out.
Richmond repeater, but I'm heading north, so I'm north of 23 mile on 94.
All right, so I'm on 25 mile heading east. I think I'm at about Mound, so I don't know. I guess I could try Richmond. I gotta find it in the radio.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works over there. You can give it a try. I mean, I'll be here for a minute or two.
Okay, here's DSI. Stand by. Oh, I just flipped over to... Yeah. Anyway, found it real quick. Is this any better?
Yeah, believe it or not. Oh, no, I'm just going to the wrong one. Just a minute. Scan. I'm going to stop it. There we go. Now it's stuck here. So, yeah, it sounded better.
All right. Well, my receive of it is worse. I'm at actually Shaner at 25, so, but I'm glad I'm hitting the fire. So that's cool.
Oh, very good. Okay, sounds good. All right, yeah, so it's all good. We're looking forward to doing a lot of experimenting with that stuff and things of that nature. And I know Sean's aggressively working on the receive part of, you know, the 0125 digital repeater. So there's a couple steps that went backwards, but hopefully, I'm chatting with them, hopefully maybe today, but like everything else, you know, it's always something else. So, but there's a lot of efforts on it, which is good.
I got a pretty good picture of the goals in mind there and what they're doing hopefully today. So, moving forward, which is very good.
Yeah, I stopped by too and take a look at it. It was nice. So, but yeah. The one cable got to go to the other cable through a box, through another cable to another spot. So hopefully it'll all be nice and pretty.
Yep, roger that. All right, well, I'm on the last mile here. I'm going to text home real quick and get home and find food or stop for food. I have to determine that yet. Talk to you later, KE8BSI.
Get a buzz home, let the dog out, or see if Marion took the dog with her. I'm not sure. I probably could call, but I'm going to stop home for a quick minute. Everything else, it sounds like the weather could be exciting tomorrow, and we'll see how that plays out. And they're saying really summer-like temperatures this weekend. So we're going to go to fall-type weather to summer-type weather overnight. So... adios. You drive safe, even though you only got a last quarter mile or so. So I'm getting off at the Richmond exit right now. KE8VSI from W8VD.
Yeah, regards to that scan, I found the same issue. I use the nuisance delete a lot, KF8.
Yeah, it's not the nuisance. It rolls. So, like, if I'm talking and all of a sudden, like here right now, I'm in the Richmond repeater, and if it hears the, if I'm not fast enough, if it hears the Warren repeater, or if somebody talks on something else, it goes ahead and it jumps to that. Or, you know, on the digital repeater, if it hears something there, it goes and jumps to that, and then all of a sudden you're carrying on a QSO, and you're not where you started. So that's the thing that I've got to adjust, and I think I've got the right words for it. I understand the nuisance delete. That's basically like the old just lock it out type thing on any hand type radio. That one I can understand real good, but I got to figure out how to get this thing so if it's scanning and I key the mic, it just talks to where I have the dial set. That's the setting I got to do. And Sean gave me the words. I'm going to look that up. I'll find it. I'm not worried about that.
I still wait until it scans again, but yeah. What I did for FBI was I just have only Warren is in my scan. So that way, like, you know, it's only going to land on one of the channels. And then if I know I need to go out of Richmond or UMC, I'll just manually go to that. I put that in a different zone, and they're not in any kind of scan. But, I like the auto scan feature. I think that's really cool. You turn the radio on, it starts scanning, and you can use this to leak stuff if it's annoying, and then forth, and it starts to scan back again.
See that? We're creating more Motorola snobs. So, like I said, I like them. I really do. So, I go and play around with, I forget that DTY and stuff, and I just get frustrated as heck. But, you know, I think I told everybody about my little subdivision golf cart radio, or golf cart, and I have a strange feeling that the TTY radio is going to be my golf cart radio.
Casey, and I said to you a quick comment. Yeah, you can also set that to where it will transmit on the last received frequency if you want to do that as well. Casey, and I said to you.
WAPIJ.
Go ahead.
Well, howdy do. How you doing, Ray? This is W8VIJ. I don't know who the other person is.
Hello, Greg. Hey, I just pulled back into my shop here, so I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. But I'll be on the way home around 4:30. KCADS is at you.
Okay, I'll try to look you up then. 73W8VIJ.
That was cool. That worked out good. So, yeah, I don't want it to transmit on the left. I want it to transmit where the dial is set. That's what I want it to do. So that's where I get in trouble. The last received, that's where I get in trouble. So, or maybe set the dwell time longer. Either way, I'm going to figure out what works best for me and go from there. But half the battle is I know what the problem is with me. The other half of the problem is I have to decide which way I want to fix it. So I got to get those two figured out. So, Dave, go ahead. I'm almost out of here. I'm on the last block. WAPD.
All right, I'll make this my final as well. Yeah, it's a very personal choice, right? There's, like, no wrong way to do it. It's, like, what works the best for you to operate your equipment. So that's what I've been learning anyways. All right, talk to you later. KFAS.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 85 degrees.
Thank you.
MLS monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny, 86 degrees.
W3LNS, W4FCD.
W4XCD, this is W3LNX.
W3LNS, W4XCD, I was wondering where you were.
I wasn't sure if you were going to go on the radio at all today.
Well, I got out a little late, so I'm about maybe 8 minutes away.
Okay, I turned the radio on about 3:25, but I wasn't sure if you were going to get out late again like yesterday.
Yeah, that's one of the perks of being salary.
Well, I pulled brats out. If you want to grill, they taste better.
It doesn't sound like I have much of a choice, so... Yeah, I'll fire it up when I get home.
You have a choice. You can have cold brats.
All right. Okay. See you in 2 minutes. W3LNS, W4XCD.
Okay. 88, W4XCD. This is W3LNS. Out.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, partly sunny, 87 degrees.
Yeah, you still holding it or not. Like, maybe a little flutter, but still copyable.
I'm at 19-46 split right up here in Sandusky, so kind of surprised I'm getting out this far.
Yeah, which machine are you hitting? Is it Richmond, or you up into one of the Siemens machines?
I'm a little bit more in range, KGO.
Yeah, I got you there.
Yeah, I'm in Watertown on M19 South, coming into Yale eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Eventually I'll get into Flushing.
I went up to a bad one, a bad act to fix an alarm up there. But where was that? I was in Port Huron, and then we drove all the way up to Bad Axe.
Yeah, I'd take a nice cruise around the lake.
Exactly what we did. Cruised all the way up along the lake and ended up at 142 and then drove into 53. Yeah, it was a little cruise. Construction though, so it was a slow drive.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, nice cruise along the lake is better than sitting on the expressway jammed in construction like I am now.
Yeah, for a pretty drive. Long, but pretty.
Yeah, I checked all the springs on my washer, and those are all fine. I think what happened is the nut that holds the tub to the motor corroded away, but I can't get the agitator out because it's corroded to it.
Yeah, the spring that corroded away for the tub, or what corroded away?
I think it's the nut that holds the tub to the motor. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on with this thing, but yeah, I'm trying to get the agitator out, and it is pretty much welded to the motor right now.
Yeah,
I've got the bolt out, and you look at the videos, and they're working on a brand new machine, and they take it off with just two pans all gingerly, and I had my fingers under there, yanked on it as hard as I could, and I could not get it to budge. I think what I'm going to try is taking some ratchet straps under it and yank it out of that way. See if I can get it to pop. Otherwise, it's just screw it by now.
sounds like you're making a mess of things.
Yeah, the whole thing's a mess. You just gotta get angry at it. Start getting destructive.
He's still PSW, so. He's still PSW, so. You, Casey LTS, WSM.
Alright, sorry. I'm doing five other things.
No, that's okay. I saw it come back, so I was yelling at you. Alright, it tells me it's working.
Yep, it does. Alright, I'm unplugging the other one.
Alright.
Thank you.
No, no, no. Thank you. WFSM.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 87 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly sunny, 86 degrees.
What's happening? to stay out here all night. Oregon? There you go. Just running out. Andrea wants a butter burger, so I don't. So I'm trying to think of what I want. I'll probably try to find something there.
I haven't had one of those for a while. They are pretty pretty good, but it is an indulgence. An indulgence. Why can't I speak? Okay, there we go. It's working again.
Speckendy ham. Yeah. I know they have fish. They used to have a pot roast sandwich and a pot roast dinner. I haven't seen that. They still have the cod. I know they have that. I know they have some pretty jumbo shrimps if you want bottom feeders.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's all the same anyways. Speaking of bottom feeders, this is N8NM.
Is the word divine somehow associated with shrimp and that thing that runs through their back of the spine or whatever, the poop trap or whatever? Or am I just, like, mixing things up? Or am I just thinking of divine and poop in, water's extravaganza?
I've always heard of deveining them. And I've actually done it, but it's been almost 50 years. But, divine is something different. That was a early trans person, I think. A pioneer in the trans field. I gotta get this ugly-ass spider out of here. Yeah, come on now, fella. Don't make me squish you. Yeah, there you go. Go down the cracks. That's where you belong, down in the cracks.
Divine, that makes sense. Yeah, I was thinking divine as well, and then I got to thinking about all my favorite John Waters movies, and then all of a sudden, in the back of my head, I'm hearing, it's the Eggman, and I just wandered off into that happy place.
Hey, it happens to the best of us. What are you going to do?
Oh, man, so, I don't know what else I would get. Like, I don't want a Green Lantern pizza or sub. I don't want a Penn Station sub. Looking at all this stuff right here. What else is there around here? Oh, I think they opened something new right here. What is it? I know something new just opened up right ahead here. The mystery. Oh, there's the wing snob. I don't think I want to do that. Total tropical cafe. I don't want to do that. Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. Chipotle. What do they do there? I don't know if I want Chipotle. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten at one. At least if I did, it wasn't memorable. Hey, I heard you're getting a Sheetz in the hood.
Yeah, two of them, in fact. They're getting one at 12 and Mound. They're getting rid of Victory Inn and the gas station auto repair, former gas station auto repair place. And that's going to be a Sheetz. And then over where the Butterfly Suite in Pampa Lane, no, not Butterfly Suite, where Pampa Lane's was on Van Dyke, they're going to be a Sheetz. So it seems awfully close together. And then I've been hearing about them popping up all over, but two right by us.
That's right, I forgot about the Pampa one. They just announced that, a week or two ago recently, and then I just heard about the 12 and DeQuinder one this morning.
That one and the one that's going to destroy Apple Annie's and the church right there in Roseville. The one at 12 and Mount and the one in Roseville. Those were the first two announced. Then I think there already was one in, like, Romulus or something like that. So those were going to be the next, number two and number three. But since they announced those two, they've been popping up all over. They're like weeds.
Yeah, I forget how many. they do have a push on to expand in Michigan, and they hit a target, and I forget how many stores that it was. But yeah, I forgot about the one at Utica and Gratiot there. And I didn't know that that church was empty. That kind of surprises me. I mean, churches are emptying out all over the place, but that one always kind of seemed pretty busy to me.
Well, do you remember just a few years back, they had, it was this attractive blonde, she was this, you know, fixer-upper flipper, and she, but she would pick, like, buildings of some significance, some historical significance, and there was rumors she was going to come in and do it, and I think she was even out here and scoping it out, and then nothing, crickets, didn't hear a dang thing, so I don't know whatever happened with that, but I don't know if you know who I'm referring to, but you remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah, so that was like some attempt to come out and like renovate it and do something with it and all that, but, you know, church, whatever, you know, I mean, I didn't find it particularly historic or anything, you know. I drove by a couple of times and it looks like mid-century. Doesn't look like, you know, really, maybe not. I'd have to go back by and pay attention. But Apple Annie's, that's a true loss. I mean, that's, how are we going to recover? And I asked her, you go, are you guys going to open somewhere else? Where am I going to have 16 choices of soup in a bottomless bowl?
I'm surprised the Victory Inn is closing there at 12 and Mound, W-A-R-C-Y. I remember that place when I was practically a toddler.
I didn't know you fixed shoes. You were a cobbler? I'll be darned. But, yeah, you know, I said the same thing. Oh, my God, Victory Inn, it's been there forever. I've been in there, like, once in my entire life, so I'm the why. Hey, did you hear the other thing we're getting, Steve? You're going to love this. Did you hear? Right over by my work, too, 19 in Garfield.
I think I might, but I don't. I heard something going on there, and it stands out in my mind just because I lived there for a little while. What was it again?
Let's just say they're heavenly.
That's right. I did hear that. Yeah. We got one up here at, I'm assuming it's still there. It's Fashabon, the expressway before you get to Pine Knob coming from here.
No, don't tell me that. I have been dying for one for it. They had one at 16 and Crooks for a little while, and then that one folded up. And the closest one, and I've traveled to it, is up there in... is it Burton? Grand Blanc. Grand Blanc was the closest one. I didn't know of anything between here and Grand Blanc.
I'm just getting out my tablet to see if it's still there. But, yeah, it was in, like, a little, not a strip mall, but a little commercial mall area. It was right by one of our tower sites. I just haven't been up that way since I... don't work anymore. Anyways, Halo Burger Clark Stun. Let's see what it tells me here. Okay, it's thinking. It gave me a bunch of things. I'm going to have to look more. This is so
frustrating. I'm at their webpage, but it won't render on my tablet here. They've got like a 100-year anniversary pop-up that's covering the whole screen, and I can't get rid of it. I'm beating on it like a monkey. It just keeps coming back. I don't know. That's disappointing.
At the window ordering my cheese curds. Actually, I ordered more than that, but that's the important part. Man, Culver's and their pull-forward policy. Oh.
D8RUH?
Anthony!
It's almost Prince Spaghetti Day, right? It's Wednesday, it's Prince Spaghetti Day.
What's got you out and about at this hour?
Oh, I gotta go make some returns at a store, and my wife and daughter just went to my daughter's recital rehearsal, so I am on my own. I'm gonna make some returns and grab some dinner and see where the evening takes me.
Hello?
There's a voice that can answer all things Halo Burger.
Yes. What can I answer question of?
Looks like the Clarkston location shut down. Is that correct?
Clarkston? 13 years ago, 12 or 13 years ago, yeah, at least. It was only open for a little bit after, just after Dortch acquired them, or acquired it from Halo from the family. It was, they had opened up a few little small ones, then they tried to do their own thing, and Dortch being Dortch, trying to use in the Taco Bell Subway model didn't work right for Halo. So, and only, I think it was closed 12 or 13 plus years ago.
See, that's what happens when you get old. Time flies. It didn't seem like it was that long since I was there, but apparently it has been. Oh, well. That's a loss. It's a loss for Oakland County. I can't believe that that executive culture allowed that to happen. It's just so disappointing.
Well, you got to think of who the owner was at the time. Their model is like, well, I mean, they must have had 150 Subways at one time. Then they moved into the Qdoba. Then they moved into Qdoba Market, and then Qdoba, now they've got their Great Lakes Tacos. All the little mini Taco Bells you're seeing, they got like 60 or 70 of them. They're under the brand Great Lakes Taco. Same owner is who Dortch is. So, yeah, they sold off just 12, 13 years ago.
I might have move over to the east side then. My brother's not too far from where they're putting the one in Sterling Heights, so. Or I guess that's Clinton Township.
Yeah, it's coming along. There's another one, let's just say maybe towards the center of the state coming. Location hasn't been picked yet, but it's towards that side of the center part of the state capital area. Want to finish this one here up in Sterling Heights first.
Now I really want a QP with the olives and the peppers.
All this burger talk, I think I know what I'm having for dinner.
You know, 7 days without a Halo burger makes 1 week.
Oh, I'm nowhere near a Halo burger. I'll just have to get a regular burger.
All right. Food is ordered and paid for. Now I get to sit in the Culver queue. Yeah, we're getting the one. They had that. Now, Fred, was that the one at 16 and Crooks right off the freeway? Was that part of that whole, they were trying something new that didn't last? Because that didn't last very long. That thing was like, I mean, that thing blinked an eye and it was gone.
Yeah, and that was 12-something years ago. Dorks is horrible like that. They're, they just, so like, when Dorks acquired them from the family, they had all the facilities. They basically turned around and sold all the facilities and turned them into leases. So like the downtown Flint location that they had since, you know, whenever, like when Dorch owned it, they turned around and sold it and then turned around and made them leases. And yeah, it was just to milk it. It was sad. So they finally, Dorch finally sold it for a penny to just get out of it finally to the group out of Texas. And that's who just sold it to the new owners. And the new owners, they've got a couple other big time, they want to invest in and build the brand out like it should be. So they're really putting good effort into it.
So Anthony, you know where you could go to that Chicago dog joint down on Mac.
You know what? Maybe I'll go there. I'm headed in that direction anyway. That's a good call. We'll see what happens.
Have you ever had their corned beef egg rolls?
No, I haven't been to that place yet. So I'll see what's going on. Maybe I will go grab food there.
Oh, and Sean, thank you for racking, or getting that to TJ. He racked it, and I got it online now.
Oh, he went ahead and got the whole new one online. Okay, so he had a pot, and you just basically already had a Weiss box all done up for him?
Well, the Weiss box that you... I rebuilt the pie for him while he was over there, while it was at the workbench. We got the audio level set right and all that, and then I exported the backup out of it because I knew I was going to do a WISE for him. So as soon as he plugged the WISE in, I just had to upload it, you know, into the WISE, and there it went.
Okay, very cool, yeah. Yeah, we had a couple of little bugaboos. The AstroTech that Ho got me had a modem card in it, so that was throwing us for a little bit of a loop. It wasn't bad. Most of the work was other stuff, but got the receiver online for the P25, so that was cool. TJ got his stuff done, so we got a lot done in that realm the last 2 days.
I wondered, I saw an alarm at Mount Clemens, so I figured somebody was doing some config stuff for the Harris. And then he asked me a question a little bit later about what port was on what on the comparator, and I said, yep. He goes, well, that explains the 13 millisecond ping time, and I said, yeah, because it's only making the three hops, or the two hops.
There you go. Hey, Steve, Thursday, I guess we're talking 10. Do you want to, I know you get up early, do you want to get together beforehand and get breakfast, or do you want to just go and then see what shakes out?
You know, I meant to ask you the same thing. It don't really matter to me. Yeah, if you want to do breakfast or lunch, but yeah.
Okie dokie, just got my goods. All right, I'll float it out there on the Discord and see, because, you know, if there's plans for us to all pig out or something like that after or before. I know Phil says he's got to get to work by 1, I mean, that gives us 5 hours. I don't know what Don's plan is and Mark, but I don't know. We'll float it out there and see. I don't want to start no later than 10, though. He needs the time, and, you know, like I said, I don't want to be spending my whole day off doing that. So the earlier the better. Just come. It's supposed to be a little wet around 7, 8. It's supposed to drop to about a 25% chance of rain, you know, by 10 o'clock. So that's the only thing we got to worry about.
Excuse me. I had a cough hit me right as I keyed the microphone. Yeah, I saw that on the weather. I don't know. Play it by ear. See what happens. It doesn't sound like, and you probably know more than I do, but sounds like he basically just needs a bunch of hands to do something that's not going to take very long. Just needs manpower to hold the thing together while he puts the final screws in.
Well, I guess there's two ways to put it together, the old way and the new way, and he wanted us to all look at it and come to a consensus. But, yeah, you know what it is. It's a bunch of tubes, right? You know, the step IRs are tubes, and the elements move within them. And the tube broke is all. Everything else has integrity, so he's just got to replace, you know, cut the size of the tube, and then he's got to make a decision about if he's going to do the corners, he's going to do new style or old style. So sounds like it's all pretty easy. And, you know, it's all crank up, tilt over, and all that. And I suppose they'll probably have that thing all, you know, cranked down and tilted over before we get there. Maybe not. I don't know. But it should be pretty easy.
Even if it's not, we'll persevere. That's the way we roll.
It's really hard being an overweight, privileged, old white guy. People don't realize how hard it is.
It's a struggle every day. Gotta take care of all the stuff you own.
Oh my goodness! Oh. All right, I'm making my approach home with the Butterburger. I got me a cod fish sandwich, so I mean, at least a little good. It may at least I feel better. Probably look at the nutritional information and find out it's no better or even worse than the Butterburger. But hey, what's a boy to do? I'll make this my last for now. W8FU. Anthony, how are you progressing there? Somebody's getting corned beef egg rolls.
Uh-huh. I'm eating a Slim James Pam me up at sandwich at the Shark Club after they got done golfing today and getting appropriately hammered.
Ooh, I should ice up a cocktail when I get home. I haven't been in the mood lately, but you know what? Maybe. Too bad they don't put a Sheetz here at 12 and DeQuinter. We got that, they pretty much completely abandoned this whole strip mall here. Used to be the Rite Aid, bowling alley, carpet places moving, and then where Produce Palace was, that's slowly getting some businesses that are probably going to be, you know, last the year. Too bad we didn't get a Sheetz there.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I don't know. You know, some of the locations, they kind of don't make a lot of sense to me, but I guess you go with what you can get.
Well, does anybody know what it's like to live in a state that's full of Sheetz? Because maybe they're like 7-Elevens. They're every 2 miles. I just arrived. I just docked the boat. I'm going to get inside with the goodies. W8FU.
Very good. Enjoy. I know I am. N8NM.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly sunny, 86 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly sunny, 78 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 82 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, partly cloudy, 81 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, partly cloudy, 77 degrees.